Well, let me start by asking, Reverend, what pulled you in the direction of serving as a priest?
Well, I really felt that God was calling me to something more for years and years, from the time that I was a little girl. I grew up as a Roman Catholic woman in the church, and according to Roman Catholic teaching, their women are not ordained as priests. And so I had a hard time making sense of it until later on in life. And then it became very clear to me that although it was not what my religion taught, it was the direction that I was being called in my life. And that was very deep within me. And I didn't anticipate that it would be something that would ever come to fruition. So it was a great joy when it did. And now as I serve as a priest, I absolutely love what I do.
You founded Mary Magdalene Parish in 2009, which is under the Ecumenical Catholic Communion. Explain for our listeners what the ECC is.
The ECC is a strain of Catholicism that split with the Roman Catholic Church in the late 1800s around the issue of the papal infallibility. The split was at the time of the first Vatican Council, and at that council, the doctrine of papal infallibility was brought into the church and agreed to as a document. And there was a group of bishops who said that they did not believe that the Pope was infallible. Although he was a holy man, a holy father, only God was infallible. And so these bishops broke with the original Roman Catholic Church at that time, and they called themselves Old Catholic. To us, that sounds like it is very traditional. To them, it meant Catholicism before this new doctrine was brought into play. The ECC now and the Old Catholic Church as well, and the various strains that it has branched off of there. The Old Catholic Church, the ECC, are very progressive-minded, but maintain the same doctrinal beliefs and theological understandings and rituals as the Roman Catholic Church.
With the exception of not recognizing the Pope as the authority.
With the exception of not recognizing him as infallible, but recognizing him as a Holy Father. Definitely as a Holy Father, but no, not as infallible or having that authority.
How large of a congregation is the ECC, and especially locally? How many members do you have in your parish? Are there other parishes within the Rochester area?
There's not other parishes that are identified as the ECC in the Rochester area, but there are about 50 some parishes and communities throughout the United States, and there are also a few in overseas, Poland and Belgium and Netherlands. Our community has about 150 members and very active members that are a part of the community. It's a really beautiful congregation, a very welcoming congregation. Everyone is invited to our communion table and is really seen as being created in God's image, all of us, regardless of our differences and our the various ways that we're diverse.
When you are ordained on Friday, you will become the first woman that the ECC has ever ordained as a bishop. And I'm wondering, what does that mean for you? What does it mean to you?
It's interesting because I did not see the call to bishop as I didn't see it coming. But it is it's very clear, and it became very clear over the last year or so that this was the direction that I was being directed in or called by God. And what it means for me is as a bishop, I will have just that ability to connect with communities across the United States and in Europe, It will also bring me into that Episcopal Council or that College of Bishops, however you would want to refer to it, and be able to share with them in regard to decision making, in regard to pastoral care of the communion as a whole, not just of my individual community of Mary Magdalene Church. And it will also put me on a par with other women who have been ordained as bishops that are not a part of the ECC, but are also progressive Catholic women throughout both Europe and the United States.
Do women bring something unique, something special to the role of priest or bishop?
Well, first of all, I think that we bring our own individual calls from God, and that cannot be denied. In terms of something unique, I think that every priest brings their own gifts, their own compassion. But I think what women bring is that ability to connect with other women. I think we bring a perspective that is often more focused on pastoral needs, an opportunity to connect with men and women in a unique way. We're all created, you know, male or female, with whatever characteristics that encompasses for us. And I think as women, we bring the fullness of our hearts. We bring our experiences as partners and spouses, as mothers and caretakers. And that sheds light on who we are, how we serve, and our connection with other people.
That's Reverend Denise Donato, soon to be Bishop Donato, with the Ecumenical Catholic Communion when she is ordained this Friday. Reverend Donato, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much as well.